should have seen this coming. It's the Dark Matter After Show. We are talking Season 2, Episode 6. We have so much to talk about, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzz TV. Hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. I'm joined by my dancing co-hosts, Andrew Mena.
Yeah, I'm Andrew Mena. Come visit me on Twitter at Andrew Mena.
And Tari.
Hey, I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
Yeah.
I'm also on the chat, so hit us up.
Yeah, so if you're live in the chat, Tari's got you covered. Let's talk about this episode. We were supposed to have a guest. Scheduling conflicts did not permit, so we're here.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, this episode gave us so much insight into the Knicks, and I am so happy we got this backstory. I still don't trust her.
Really?
What?
Yeah. We've done her whole companion story. Like, we've built the trust up.
Have we?
Yeah.
I think we have.
Okay. Tari, what'd you think of this episode?
I think the episode was great.
Yeah.
I liked that we got a little fantastical, and I like all of the backstory. I'm sad by the ending, but you know, it was really good world building, I'd say.
Okay, Andrew?
Agreed. Great world building. I loved learning more about Knicks. There's a ton of fix in this, former Knicks, which I ship.
No!
I ship it.
No!
I'm into it.
They're the warriors of each other, and there's a moment in the end where he's like, what do you want me to say? And I wanted her to be like, I want you to go to war with me. And I would have been like, yes! I was ready to go war with Knicks, and I want them to go to war together.
So, okay.
They're like Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Let's talk about this foreign Knicks bull that you're shipping.
I mean, we could also go with Neo.
Neo?
Neo?
Neo.
Does that make you feel better?
That's
good.
Also
like how
that.
The sound a cat makes.
Neo. I do love cats.
Neo. Okay.
Okay.
We're calling it Neo.
No. Here's the thing. So, I even wrote in my notes, I said, Knicks in 4, I don't ship it. I don't. And at the end, she's like, thank you for being my friend to 4. And I was like, no. No. Don't be friends. When she's sad, she should go to 2. 2 has a shoulder for her to cry on.
2's a little cold,
Twix.
Though.
Nah.
Twix! 4 is ruining my Twix.
Your ship is gone, man.
My ship has sailed.
Sorry, your ship is gone, yeah.
I'm so sad.
4 and Knicks, hot couple. Not
gosh,
gonna lie.
Yeah, they're just a power couple. They're just sparring. And then there was that really fun cut, too, with in 2's room, where she throwing her guns on the bed, and I was like, oh, they're boning. Oh, my gosh. Like, that was quick. That was a quick cut to boning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe they... I think they probably are.
No.
And it's really hot.
There's no way it's really happening if we're not seeing it, first of all.
Okay.
And second
well,
of all,
we didn't get to
no.
see it with... Well, I guess we did see shirtless.
Yeah,
shirtless
we did.
Shirtless
3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
You're right. We need some more shirtlessness. All right, Joe.
Agreed.
You got to show us... You got to spell it out.
Yes. Thank you. It's one of the first times that I haven't been the one asking for the shirtlessness. Yes. Success.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get to see that this flashback where Knicks escaped from the think tank, as I'm calling it. It's a collective consciousness. We find out about another corporation, Electus. It's like every week they're like, here are 15 more corporations.
Just like America.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Welcome to America in space!
And in that respect, I think they're like, that's a really fun, overt kind of like theme that they're just like, oh, yeah, corporations are horrible and there are millions of them. It's like the Hydra. You cut off one head and the moral spring forward.
Well, here's why I still don't trust Nyx. Because we see her escape, right? We see where she's from. We get the story. She's from this planet of people who have CPA, cognitive predictive ability.
Mm-hmm.
I
combat
believe,
power.
Doesn't everyone, isn't it precog? Aren't they precogs? Is that not the proper term?
Not technically.
Yeah, because basically what she's doing, she's not really sensing the future as much as like using the like most logical patterns of things that she knows to say. Like it's math more than anything, it seems like. is what they're saying.
Super advanced math.
They're in AP classes.
Her math is stronger than anyone else's.
No, Milo's math is stronger than everyone else's. Her math helps her fighting.
He can't apply his math to his body like she can, if you know what I mean.
I do. I do know what you mean.
Yes, with fighting.
But anyway, here's my question.
And sex.
We're just being honest. Yeah. So she's probably amazing.
Yeah. All right. She doesn't like to do the same action twice.
Okay, guys.
Let's move forward. You're right. Too long to linger on that thought.
I'm just so impressed that I didn't make either of those jokes.
Okay.
You
thought them, though, into our heads.
Of course I've thought them. We have
the collective consciousness.
Yeah, and just sharing filthy stories. Now. You're seeing what I'm seeing. Welcome to my brain. Here's my question.
It's nice.
Yeah. Nyx escaped. How did she get arrested? What did she do? Why was she in jail? She's a criminal.
I don't want to call it a prediction.
Uh-huh.
But to me, I mean, yes, she's a criminal because she has these abilities, you could assume, that she's used them to her benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also like to think that she was in the prison to protect herself from the seekers, or seers.
Mm. Seers.
Interesting point. I thought you were going to go the route of, and this is my personal opinion, that she just got in there because she needed the crew of the Raza, and she was playing the long con of like doing basically what Android did in the last, in that episode before, where she was like, I'm opening a door, arrest me. Like,
I see. Okay.
She did see, like, she went right up to, wasn't it 3, and thrashed him? Like, wasn't that the first thing that happened?
Yeah.
But she was like, by the way, I'm going to make sure you know who I am.
Right.
And that I'm powerful.
Okay.
So I think it was a power play. Throwing it out there, Nyx is the secret ninja sent to save us all.
Whatever. Either way, she's a criminal.
Is everyone.
Yeah.
Minor detail. But so they need money, so she's like, well, let's go to this freighter that I've been casing. Yeah, because she's a thief. To go steal Shadow, which is a party drug.
I mean, when they say that, and Devin's little face lights up, like, what? The party drug? Are you for real?
Devin likes to get down.
He's such a gross junkie, and I hate it so much.
Well, I love that we have... Let's just talk about Devin real quick.
Okay.
Because we all know that I don't trust him. I think he's worse than just a junkie.
He's... Yeah.
I think there's something worse, and it's not just that he let someone die on the surgery table.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust Devin.
Well, yeah, I think he's a rat. I think he's definitely... Like, they talk about betrayal. I think he's the betrayer, like, the upcoming betrayer.
Oh,
like,
he'll
he's
absolutely the one I least betray trust. Them because he'll do anything for drugs.
Right.
Tari, looks like he has something to share. Well,
Janessa Kindle from the chat says that they think that Devin's a lot more complicated than just the drugs.
Yes!
Dark Matter wouldn't give us a flat character. They're really excited to see where they take his story, and they still don't trust them, just like you guys.
I mean, I agree he's not going to be a flat character, but I think that the drugs, like, I feel like they're giving him enough by making him this drugged-out person, like, beyond redemption, this person who is, like, basically a weasel because he has this need, this pathological need, to separate himself from his previous actions, which is, like, basically counter to what the group is being, like, trying to do with their pasts. They're like, no, we're owning up to our pasts. We're moving forward. And he's like, no, I'm going to put drugs in my neck so I don't have to think about that.
That's interesting.
So I think that he is as complex as he's going to get.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, I disagree, person on the internet.
I agree, though. I like that Five is suspicious, and I hope that that pays off for sure.
Me too. She's too smart.
She's way too smart. Tari, is it you and Dad?
Just my own personal thing is, though I know everyone dislikes Devin, I'm just going to go to bat for him a little bit.
Sure.
And that, like, he would totally help you move. No, shut up.
He totally would.
He's a doctor.
So yes, Devin's a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm not really defending him in that, like, he would definitely be the one to, like, betray everyone because just to get his fix.
Mm.
If he had to choose between this crew that he just met and drugs, which he loves, he would choose the love of his life, which is drugs. Which I think is the red herring that they're trying to place
in front of
us. Probably.
Absolutely. I agree that once we get our prophecy, which I love a show with a prophecy.
I love a show with a prophecy.
We got two prophecies in this episode. So Milo gives us One of you will betray the others. I'm not talking about the past. I'm saying it'll happen again. Sometime in the near future.
Dum, dum,
prophecy.
Prophecy.
And then a major shift is coming. A major paradigm shift is coming. An all-out corporate war within the next 6 months. This guy knows his timeline. times like these, things become more fluid. That's when a small group of people or even a single person can change the whole course of history.
Yes. Love it so much.
Prophecy!
Prophecy!
Whoa! If that necessary.
Thank you.
So when we're on this freighter heist, they pick up the
good
stun.
Good old-fashioned heist.
Yeah. I love a heist. They pick up these stun weapons, which really, really angered me later, because when two bluffs shooting Milo, that she's going to shoot Milo, I was like, pick up a stun gun, like, and then shoot him.
Yeah.
Because at this moment, I went, even I know that you're not going to shoot him, and right. I don't have CPA.
Right. Yeah, you're right. No, I thought that was, like, a totally great thing that they could have brought back the stun weapons, especially because she says, we don't have to kill anyone if we, you know,
right.
if we don't have to. Which kind of turns out, like, you probably should have, like, murdered all of those people on that, like, all of the seers. You should have just been like, hey, three, just indiscriminately fire and just let him murder everyone. He was, like, totally down to do that in the first place.
Of course he was.
He would have skipped this whole...
Yeah. Problem?
Yeah.
But they're trying to be better, guys. They're trying to be more than they were.
They're trying to be superheroes.
and also, I'm defending, too. I'm the defender today.
Yeah.
I mean... The stun guns were the seers, so they don't mean, like, it's obviously a stun gun, so you're not going to hurt anyone. They're British now. They're super British.
Obviously, we're a seer. I did think that the main seer guy was, like, trying really hard to be Tim Curry. Like, he wanted to be creepy effortlessly, but it was very effortful.
Wow. It's a harsh thing to say.
I mean, because he was creepy, but it was also just like, by the way, I'm creepy.
I was too distracted by the shirts that they all wore. Mm. I didn't understand their purpose. The shirts had no...
With the long coat tails?
No, the, like, zipper in the front that didn't go all the way, but did go, like, most of the way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, a zipper on a shirt is either, like, a little bit so that your head can fit out of it, mm-hmm. or all the way so that the shirt unzips.
It was, like, down to the, like...
It was down to, like
the navel.
And there was, like, 3 inches left at the bottom. What? Either it's... unzip or don't.
It's so you can, like... peel it off.
Yeah.
You can't peel it off, though, because you still have to lift it up. It's not wide enough to go over your hips.
No.
Maybe it's just so you can go to the bathroom easier. Maybe you can take it off.
It's a shirt.
I mean...
No.
Maybe the seers go to the bathroom differently than we do.
That's true. It's in their chest. And so they just whip it out of their open shirts.
Anyway.
I don't know what the shirts mean, Yael.
Yeah, thank you.
You're right.
So, at the end... All right. So, what do we think of Milo before we get to his end?
I thought he was really interesting. He's so confident. There's this really, really righteous tone in the final prophecy. He talks about beyond the war coming and beyond. Yeah. He talks about the part they have to play when he's talking to Nyx in that kind of, like, farewell moment. And he has this righteous tone where he's like, I can't let you sacrifice yourselves. They're like, this is important. I, like, need to do what I need to do because you guys are going to be important. And I was just like, these are the chosen ones. I'm really ready. Because now, I'm just really excited.
No, what were you going to say?
Because now we've done everyone else's, like, companion quest, basically, except for Two. So now it's time to figure out Two's backstory and what made Two a Wolverine, like, badass chick.
You want us to go back to Dr. Will Wheaton?
I mean...
And get more.
Yeah, we need the real, like, yes... Okay. Well, there's still more to learn.
Still more to learn on everybody.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We need to do part two companion quests on everyone.
But and then Five for sure needs a bigger companion quest.
Yes.
Because she's a mystery.
Yeah.
How dare you say we only
no,
have
you're
two
right,
left.
You're right. Well, because we had that big moment with the kid that she came with in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was a big exploration of her.
But that was
when
she was a street kid, so we don't know what happened up until then.
That's very true.
Where she got the key that they're searching for, which we will get to.
Or who she got it from, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. True, true.
Dara, what did you think of Milo?
I really liked him a lot. He was a really good compliment to Nyx's character, in that she's definitely very much an intuition-based character. Mm-hmm. So, like, she uses that in a physical way, but he is so intellectual that essentially he is her complete opposite in that everything he does is very calculated and measured, and he's, like, his body is weak, but his mind is so forward-thinking. Mm-hmm. I wish they were able to keep him on the ship, because he would have been such an asset.
Yeah.
And he was so charming.
Mm. Ooh, can I say, that little flirty moment with Five, where, like, Nyx brings him in, like,
you.
I've got someone to introduce to you,
yes.
And it's so, like, I'm bringing you a new little friend. It's so cute, and then he's just like, oh, I'm much better now. Like, as soon as she comes in.
It was
in,
really cute.
It's so flirty and cute. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Mr. Goku Jr. also ships Milo and Five.
Good.
I think our ship name was Philo.
No, I said Flivo.
Flivo, get out of here.
I said Flivo. I said Flivo.
That one's
or,
the best.
Yeah, Flivo was the name I went with. And then
great.
I think we pointed out that it would be Philo, but I like Flivo.
Do you think his consciousness is stored somewhere, since they are a collected hive mind?
Oh, I really like that idea, because I, at the end, when he goes...
Don't want him to be gone.
Yeah, so, first of all, how did they not see that happening? Right? They see... There were two things they didn't see. One was the Raza coming to get him. That's because he had altered the data.
Mm-hmm.
But how did they not see
that
his...
the Raza would arm him? Yeah.
No, yeah, that he would kill himself.
Yeah.
That was... I was like, you are a terrible seer guy who's not connected to everybody else.
Well, he was the most powerful of them all. And he... So, the Raza coming was strictly his doing.
Right.
He was like, no, guys, look over here, and allowed the Raza to come.
Yeah.
But, like, them not... I think it was unpredictable in that he and Nyx were very survival-oriented. So... and they had also gotten used to that frame of... that kind of life. So it was unfathomable to them that he would actually take his own life.
Really? Because I feel like, at this point, he knows that his options, right? I think Nyx says to him, there has to be another way. No.
Four
says,
it.
"You there has to be another way." Meaning that the only way to save Nyx and to save the Raza team and to end this madness is for him not to live. So either the Raza had to kill him, or he went back voluntarily, which meant if I were the person taking him back, he's not going to just let us have him. He's going to kill himself, or he's going to kill me. And I knew he wasn't going to kill the guy because there were guards. And he's not a fighter.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't even, like, frisk him
right.
or anything like that. He just had the knife.
Yeah.
Like, they are terrible guards. These seers know nothing.
Yeah, they don't see anything.
Yeah. Well,
we can argue... see a knife.
Yeah. We can argue... We can definitely argue that they are just, you know, like, very trusting of him because he's, like, high up in their, you know... thing, because he's really powerful, one of them, and they're like,
guess.
We can't lose him as an asset, maybe?
Sure. I'll take it. You look like you had something you wanted to
nope,
add.
I got nothing.
Okay. Thought you were going to correct me. I
nope.
get nervous when you smile. Yeah, alright, so that's Milo.
Really quick, while we're talking about how terrible they are,
the
seers,
yeah.
There was this moment where after they steal Milo off the ship,
mm-hmm.
the one guy's just holding the thing that they pulled off the head,
yeah.
and when he approaches them, he like, they got away. He's like, oh, obviously, dude. Come on. Do your job better. It's like, he really just wanted to, hey, I got news.
Yeah.
Like, he just really wanted to be that guy. And also, yeah, I just didn't like him. I just thought he should be fired. And then, yeah, how did they, he says that, oh, Nyx was with them, which is total conjecture. He's like, how did you know that? Did you like, dust for prints? Like, at what point, like, did she leave evidence that says she was there?
He did the math.
I mean, right, but it's still conjecture. I mean, I don't know.
Absolutely.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
They're conjecturers.
Speaking of conjecture,
sure.
I just to spend a little more time on the seers in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also not to get too prediction-y, but, like, what do you guys think that their purpose is or their motivation is? It seems like they would like to be able to essentially tap the future into the direction that they want to go.
Mm.
And it also feels like they have like a very fascist nature about them in that, like, if the world doesn't comply to the way that they want it to be, then they're going to do whatever it takes to make it so.
So we find out that originally they were an experiment and that they decided to...
Revolt.
And then the person in charge, whose name I believe is Hamsmead,
yeah.
was like, we should continue this experiment and see what happens.
Yeah.
Which, you revolt again, right?
Yeah, like, you just...
No, we just revolted to not do that, sir. We're going to kill you now.
Yeah.
So I think the idea was to see, the experiment was to see if they could predict. And so I think they're waiting for what is happening within the next 6 months to occur before they do anything one way or the other. That's my belief of what their purpose was.
They're building a fleet, according to Milo.
Yeah.
So what do they need this fleet to do? Like, are they going to... Are they going to be those aliens from whatever that Tom Cruise movie was based on the book, All You Need Is Kill?
Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow, where essentially they use their manipulation of time to essentially fulfill an agenda? Or are they just making sure that... What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think they're more like Time Masters, where their job is to just observe time and make note of and not mess with time.
You think so?
Oh. I mean, if we're going to bring in other references, I think they're much more like Time Masters, or I would say even Time Lords.
Well, yeah, I'd say they're more Time Lords than Time Masters, because they're definitely taking a stand. And they definitely have a position.
But they aren't doing anything about it.
Yes. I think that they are galactic scavengers, and that they're putting together their little fleet so that when the war comes, they can just be vultures and, like, pick off whoever's weak after the war.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure. So you got they're putting together Edge of Tomorrow.
Army, right?
I got Legends of Tomorrow and
the vultures Doctor from Who. Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Got it. We're on the same page now.
Yeah, totally.
Great.
Yeah, there's a bald one. Yeah, it works out perfectly.
I see the vultures from Jungle Book. Great. I remember.
If anyone wants to Photoshop that and tweet it to us, the vultures from Jungle Book as the seers.
Yeah, so Milo and the Tim Curry one.
And the Tim Curry one. I'm glad that stuck.
Yeah, I wish Milo would have survived this episode so that we could see him again and kill him later. Like, I'm okay with the fact that he had to die. I just really liked him, and I would have liked him to live at least one episode.
Yeah. I totally agree. I really wish that, I mean, I hope that the hive mind, the little legion thing, like, makes it possible that his consciousness is somewhere else, but I don't know if that's true. We have a bunch of deaths in this show that I'm hoping are not permanent.
Yeah, but this one specifically, I think it would be very easy for them to upload him into the consciousness.
Right, especially if
another Doctor Who episode.
Right.
If it exists in the minds of others as well, like, I don't know if that's a thing. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But then he couldn't appear as himself. He would be essentially like a voice in a... Yeah. He'd be a voice in a box or something to that
effect. Unless she connects to... Nyx connects to it and then can see him like a Charles Xavier in his own head where he can stand, that kind of thing.
And then it transfers consciousness into an android that they give the chip that the android has to make him normal and human-like again.
Boom! We brought him back!
Brought him back!
Nice!
Welcome back, Milo. Sweet android powers.
Like when we merge TV shows. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about Thrix and their moments.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 and 6, had to get onto the Marauder to go sell the drugs, and they have to land on the planet, and then they're stuck together.
The, like, Venus gaseous planet.
Yeah. I was ready for them to have to, when the, like, power went out, to have to cuddle together to keep warm. Yeah.
That would've been so funny.
Happening.
Six just taking off a shirt. We got to do this.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Yeah, right? I know I'm not the only one that thought that was where we were going.
Absolutely. And, like, it's unlike the romantic thing I've always, like, thought was kind of funny and cute. But, like, it's, like, undeniable, that little face where he's like, I'm going to give you a shot. And he's like, oh, okay. Oh, a shot. Okay, 3. Oh, you. Like, it's Thrix! So cute. Thrix forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mr. Goku Jr. says, stop shipping people!
Never.
But I'm into it.
I ship Goku with Vegeta. All right.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on Tumblr. You'll see lots of it.
I know.
All right.
I've been to the Tumblr.
But I liked the arc that they had.
Yeah.
I mean, because you could tell that 3 was just being a baby.
3? A baby?
I know. What? Super 3? Surprising.
Yeah. But when?
3, who's so understanding and not pig-headed and doesn't just yell out things and want to shoot people and blow things up.
Uh-huh.
3?
Yeah, I know.
The kind of guy that puts a do not touch sticky note on his control panel. Yeah.
The kind of guy who goes, amazing. Don't make me say what does that mean again.
That was funny, too.
That was a good bit, though.
Yeah.
He has a lot of good bits in this episode. He's full of the bits now.
He's got some great bits.
Trust
me.
Oh.
Go on.
Tell me more.
Do go on.
Yeah, I like that they finally came to an agreement. Because everyone else pretty much has forgiven, for the most part, Six. But he was the only one who was holding out on his, like, petty grudge.
Yeah.
And I like that they had this moment. And it was orchestrated by Two, which was nice of her. She's such a captain. So cute. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Two Boss.
Yeah. But I liked it. I was over him being a poop. Mm-hmm. And so now that we're back to square one, it makes it more manageable.
I'll say this. As someone who holds a grudge, I think that sometimes you got to remember that Six sold them out. Six was a cop and he arrested his friends. You were my friend. So I feel like Three's being a babiness is totally justified.
But he also broke them out again.
Right.
So that is, in a way, like an amends he's already made with them.
But I appreciate that too.
And he
this
got shot
episode
in the process.
Yeah.
He got hurt. I don't know. You're not allowed to be upset with him anymore.
Because he's hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt. He got shot in the process.
Fine.
Did you get shot recently? No. You're fine.
But I like let Six know that he had to be okay with what they were doing and he had to be part of it because otherwise he's not part of the team. Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you're right, like, this is hashtag Two Boss. Like, she is doing a really great job at being, like, the force that keeps them together and in a really smart way.
Which is why Nyx should go to her when she needs help. Or a shoulder to cry on. Or a bed to sleep in.
Or, like, a back rub.
Yeah, all of that.
Okay. Totally. Yeah. That makes sense. Because, mm-hmm. like, the first person you go to with your issues is your boss.
Right.
Personal issues, your boss.
I'm sorry. Fix. It's all about the fix.
Shut up.
Gonna get my fix.
Get your fix out of here.
Yeah.
No.
Not Devin style, though.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Stop.
Is that a saxophone?
Yeah, that was sweet. That was sexy sax.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Something to share?
Some chat. Some chatty bits.
Some chats. Are they chatting?
A little bit. They're talking about Three, and so... Iklabon72, if I'm pronouncing that correctly,
totally.
Says, yeah, I was telling Three to get over it. And they also say that he's no better than Six. And
that's true.
Aylin Mendoza says, Three just has a lot of feelings.
Well, true.
No, Three's not allowed to have feelings. I have a lot of rules about
Stomp
this crew.
Stomp those down. Yeah, seriously. Be a man.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the android this week, because she's gone back to Anne-ness, but also has the ability to keep Kiva in there.
Yeah, she kept the outfit, she said. So it's there. She's ready to put it on.
Well, I felt like it was... I feel like she was still being Rebecca, but like... but just trying to act more like Roidy. And so I felt like it was just Rebecca and Roidy's clothing as opposed to... Yeah, on steroids.
Okay.
As opposed to her actually, like, I guess, backburnering the upgrade.
Mm.
So, like, she even had a different... her voice was a lower octave. She was a lot more, like, interactive and blinky. And a little more human in her modes.
So you think that we're now at a third being?
Yeah, I think that they are...
Fully evolved. Cell, final form.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. No, I think... I really do think that we've arrived at a third version of the android, who is basically... she's seen the other side of the fence of, like, what being a human is like, or what feelings is like. She's had a kiss. She's, like, you know, like, been super cool, like, and... person.
Right.
So she, with those experiences, is now more understanding of what it's like, but also, like, knows who she is, like, and how much of that is what she feels comfortable being, you know? Because she says, I am myself.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I was like, oh, good. Like, great. If that's okay. You.
Interesting. Anything to add?
Everyone's saying how great, Zoe was.
Yeah, Zoe's amazing.
Hashtag Zoe for life.
Yeah. Zoe's amazing.
She really is. And I, man, I'm looking forward to seeing where she goes in that, she's able to play these nuances, mm-hmm. in that, like, she has to be at this point, what, four different characters. She's Reddy, the, like, red android,
yeah.
Roidy the blue android, Roid Becca the human android, and then this new one who is
in the white outfit.
So
yeah,
final
so Android Becca.
Android.
And Android Becca.
Android Becca.
Yes, so that's the combination.
I don't like that at all.
Angie Trey Becca.
Droid Becca.
No, I get it, but you're... Yeah. It's going to get confusing because those are both already names that are taken.
No.
Anne is already taken, and yes. So is Roid Becca.
I'm already very confused.
Yeah.
I just broke it down.
Let's just call her Seven.
Seven?
Yeah, after six.
Yeah.
So this new one is Seven.
Of nine, yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of math.
The other thing,
a lot of math and dark matter.
Yeah. The other thing that Android does for us is she gives Aoife a name, finally. We meet Alicia Renault.
Yes. Renault, who I love that the Android can just summon up a French accent if the name is French.
Zoe does a great French accent.
No, I know. Yeah. I just love that is programmed into that Android.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Jamaican? It's great, too.
No, I haven't, but Joe Malozzi, please put Jamaican names in this show that she can write.
You've heard her Jamaican these last season.
She did a bit in the first season.
Yeah.
Did she? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to rewatch really just cute. For that.
You can also just watch the entire panel from MCM Comic-Con London.
Oh, sweet. Did she do a lot of Jamaican bits?
She did it there.
Ah.
Yeah, so we get this Alicia Renault thing, and she's the one who we're going to go after, but we need to first go get money, which is how we end up on the freighter to begin with. So that was essentially the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts before we head into prediction? Because I feel like we have a lot to predict.
That's true. I just have one rating from iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, before we go into predictions, good call. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Yay! Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat. Thank you to everyone who goes to iTunes. That's right. If you subscribe on iTunes, you won't miss a single episode. And give us a rating and a review. If you like us, that's 5 stars. If you don't like us, that's 4 stars. The other stars, they do not work. Yes. And we'll read your review live on the air.
Yes, like this one. 5 stars. Another nice episode by Lanavis. Lanavis. Lanavis.
Lanavis. The beautiful Lanavis.
Lanavis says, 3 was way too tsundere this episode. I'll explain that after I finish this.
Thanks.
Especially towards 6. That said, it also made me ship 3 and 6.
Thrix
yes. For life.
Tsundere is a term that's used mostly in terms of Japanese animation.
Okay.
Goodbye thing. Where a character who is very cold at the beginning slowly warms up and falls in love with another character. Tsundere.
Yeah.
Tsundere.
Which is exactly what that scene felt like.
Yeah.
With Thrix stuck in the ship, the Marauder together, with the power going out. Uh-huh. They had to keep warm.
And they were just bickering the whole time, and it was just like, shut up and kiss me.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You're just waiting for that.
You guys saw that too, right?
Yeah,
okay. Totally.
Absolutely.
Great.
And man, it's getting hot and sweaty in here. Let me take off my outer shirt.
Go on. Dari.
Just to ease us into predictions, Ivan Soto says, choose Tremor, guys!
Yes!
Yeah. So
we have to talk about that.
I have in my notes, it literally just says, choose hand! !! !! And I was reading it and went, what is this note that I have here? 2 has a tremor!
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's it. That's all we know.
Yep.
So let's head into predictions. What?
And now,
predictions! Magic!
Changing lights!
Okay. So in the promo, we see that we are going after Alicia Renault, who is a ruthless criminal. We see clone bodies. 5 goes undercover, 2. 3 and 4 get captured by Alicia. And they say, you can't hurt us. She says, that's where you're wrong. And then we have a big man snap his gloves. So, prediction number 1, cavity search.
Yeah.
Go. Predict.
Predict. Well, I mean, we have the fact that they've had their memories erased in the first place.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that there is going to, like, now that we have scientists snapping gloves, like, that is what the science is going to be. It's going to be experimental, and it's probably going to leave them not as themselves. That's my biggest fear with this crew, is that we've put so much time into making them better people. If they lose those memories, that's the biggest loss. Like, they can die, and that sucks. But, like, if they lose those memories and become a worse version of themselves again, that's way worse to me.
All right. So no on the cavity searches?
I mean, it's going to happen, but it's going to be... at the expense of their lives.
He's saying it's going to be so traumatic, they're going to repress all of their previous memories.
And start over.
The cavity search that makes them forget.
Yeah. That man is big.
Yeah.
Tari, any predictions?
Yes. I feel like this will be our first step into finding more information about, or I guess the first step towards us getting into that 6 month out war. Because it's we've established from her previous conversation with that commander that like war is on the horizon.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this will be the first time that we start to understand what the key is. And why she needs it so much. I mean, we know that she is basically a puppet of Ferris Corp. And so we think that I think that they are the leader in this. They're going to be basically the Nazis of this world war or galactic war. And that everyone is going to essentially need to fight against them. And this is going to be the first step in that process.
Interesting. I think in the promo, doesn't whoever the sniveling guy is say that Alicia is in a bunch of different corporations? I feel like she's hedging her bets and has her fingers in a bunch of pies.
Or is just the like secret hand behind it all?
No, I think she's... No.
Well,
maybe.
No.
Maybe,
but why? Because she's a lady? Ladies can't be the secret evil hands?
No, I think
it's 2016.
Right, I think she's so evil that she's not on anybody's side, so she's got her finger in all the pies. Don't you talk to me like I don't know what ladies can do.
Let me mansplain what women can do.
Listen.
Yeah, yell.
Can we turn off Andrew's mic for the rest of the show? Thank you.
No, what I think, if I'm remembering this correctly, and let me know, chat, if I'm correct, but, they were saying that she is on the board of a number of different corporations, all owned by Ferris.
Ah.
Yes.
No, you don't talk. You lost talking privileges. Yeah, so...
what Andrew is trying to say, as a man...
Okay. Mansplain you something in a second.
With the proper chromosomes.
Anyway, so that's... Okay, fair point. Maybe that is what he said, and I misunderstood. But also possible that she is just... She is not loyal to anyone, so she's just hedging her bets on who's going to win this war. I also think we still are going to... We're going to get the answers to a little bit more about Five. I think the hand tremor is not going to pay off until the end of the season. I think that's... We're not even going to see it again for another episode or two.
Right.
Yeah. It's so unexplained.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a, like, little through line there. Like, we're just going to drop this here. We'll come back to it later.
Yeah.
Maybe next season. And I think that the six-month war... that will begin in the season finale. That's what I think. Because we're at episode 6.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have 10 or 12 episodes.
I'm guessing 10.
I thought it was it 13 episodes?
Well, it might be 13.
Whoa, lucky 13.
I mean, it was 13 last season.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chat, let us know how many episodes we have, because we're halfway there.
Yeah.
Regardless, we're half or over half.
That's true.
Scary. Yes.
I just want to predict on that real quick.
Go.
And that I think that she, as an android person, is starting to degrade. I mean, she is, at this point, probably out-of-date tech by Will Wheaton's standpoint.
Two.
Yes, two.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still on Tremors.
Yeah.
Not the movie starring Kevin Bacon.
And not the character from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Correct.
Go on.
So I think that she's starting to degrade, which would be a really interesting turn because there's no one who can fix her except Will Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Will Wheaton.
Dr. Will Wheaton.
Professor Dr. Will Wheaton.
So Ivan Soto in the chat says it's 13 episodes.
Yay!
Thanks, Ivan. We love you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I think that this will be an interesting way of having her go back to Dr. Will Wheaton to like either try to find a way to fix herself, or she's going to get to the point where she is basically shutting down and they need to go and talk to him.
Do you think she will be the one who betrays them? She has to betray them to get saved? I think that whatever betrayal we're going to have is going to be, unlike Six's betrayal, which was just betrayal.
Right.
I think it's going to be a betrayal that's misunderstood and will eventually be resolved. Because I'm not ready to lose another one of our core team.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to get angry the way I did at Six. Yeah. That said, Devin's not part of our core team.
No, he could die.
And no one said they're dying.
Oh, but I mean, if someone had to die.
Hey, Hey, you leave Devin alone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not killing him. I'm not going to kill him.
This episode.
Oh, yeah. Devin, thank you. That shirt, no shush, mansplainer. That shirt that he was in, the blue shirt with the, oh, his body looked great.
Got them deltoids and that, like, chest shape. It was like anime style chest shape.
It was beautiful.
It was like, here's a square. Here's a square.
Yeah.
Deltoids.
Can we, I predict we'll get a shirtless Devin within the next 6 episodes. That's a prediction. Shirtless Devin.
Can I predict that when he's shirtless, he's going to be like pasty white and going through withdrawals?
That's a good prediction.
That's probably what's going to be his shirtless scene.
But great muscles.
It's going to be like, damn, he looks really good for like being on the verge of death.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Good prediction. Will Nyx betray them? I mean, her brother's dead. That's really what she was after. So. Yeah.
A lot of people, before we started, were asking about if we think that Nyx, when she finds out that her brother is dead, is going to be angry with Ryo or the crew.
Sure.
And you and I had talked about that.
Yes.
A little bit, in that I felt like, that was my immediate question, and you felt like she knew that he was essentially going to his death.
Yes.
I think, based on the math, she saw it coming that he was going to kill himself, whereas the morons on the seer ship didn't.
Right. I think that moment where she's crying, like while he's dying, is like clearly indicative of like she felt it or like she knows.
Thank
it.
You.
I think
Tari.
Yeah.
We both think that.
And I think that goodbye sequence with them is like, it's all them lying to each other and saying, like, Lenny, you're going to live. Like, we're going to see the rabbits. And it's like, no, we're not going to see the rabbits. But I need to say this to you because I love you. And I don't want the last thing I say to you to be, I'm going to go die now.
A Mice and Men reference?
Yeah.
That's what you've decided to throw in?
Literature. This is a classy sort of show.
Is it? We just talked about Devin's body.
Right.
Yeah.
Go on.
Pasty white figure.
I can't beat Mice and Men reference. I mean, I think that...
Way to throw off the show.
Ba-boom.
I was like, I believe I'm aware of this reference. Okay, go on.
We all had to read that book at some point, but yes.
Books.
I mean, I feel like even if Nyx did know...
Yeah.
There's a chance that, like, she didn't necessarily believe it, or her crying at that time. She did just lose her, like, have to give her brother up. And I'm a fan of drama. Mm. I love drama.
Shock.
So I think it would be a lot more dramatic if she did end up finding out and being like, Ryo had a hand, especially because now her and Ryo are best friends. So I'm gonna predict, based on my own perception of it, that's a thing that's going to happen.
So based on my perception, she accepted it and acknowledged it with her tears, and then she went back to Ryo and threw the stick at him, was like, I need to train, and then thanked him for being a friend.
Yeah.
Basically being like, thank you for doing what had to be done, for taking care of the situation, for saving everyone and knowing that he had to die.
And giving my brother a dignified death. Like, because you are the guy who knows about the good death and like the death that means something.
Mm-hmm. Any last predictions from the chat?
No predictions.
Are they just arguing with us?
No, I mean, Ivan Soto says Melosi said that Nyx doesn't know. I'm not sure where the source is for that.
Yeah,
I would say
cite your sources,
the link.
Ivan.
Wow, be nice to Ivan.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
seriously.
Ivan. I love you.
First, you're mansplaining. You know what?
Ivan, let me explain what a link is.
No, get out.
It's a character from Legends of Zelda.
he wears a green hat.
Iklabon72, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, also agrees with me that she's crying because they're separated.
Uh-huh.
Boom, snack up a boom, snack up a boom. Ivan Soto also doesn't like when we say Ryo, but I love the name Ryo. So that's it.
When we say Ryo when you say Ryo?
It reminds us of Ryo Oki from Ryo. Tenchi Muyo.
Regardless, his name is Four. Ryo. So
For Ryo.
The big takeaways from this episode is no to Four and Nyx, and yes to Flyvo. Flyvo.
Goes west.
Yeah, Flyvo goes west, although he's dead. Thrix is definitely happening.
Yeah.
yep. And next week, there's so much more to talk about. Do you guys think we're going to have a cavity search or something worse? Is there anything worse?
I mean, when when we were watching it, I just yelled out, "Fisting!" So that would be worse than a cavity search.
Fair point.
unwarranted fixed fisting.
Yeah,
no, that would be
so
bad.
I mean, though, if they're fisted to death, okay, their real bodies won't remember.
Well, Lozy, please don't let them get fisted to death.
I don't know where this show was in your guys' head.
I just don't want that to happen. Just would really.
Well, until next time, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone who is live in the chat. Thank you to the iTunes reviews. We will work on getting schedules worked out and get people in here for you. Until then, Tari, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tari J. It's TauriJay.
Okay, and Andrew?
You can find me on Twitter at Andrew Mena and at Instagram at TheAndrewMena.
Feel free to tweet at him, "Stop mansplaining, Andrew."
Or mansplain everything if you think that it was funny.
No. And you can find me everywhere at Yeltygiel, YaelTyGiel. And if you were watching the Killjoys after show and realized that I plugged Intimate Interrogations, which is a free podcast on iTunes, and sometimes it's filthy, sometimes it's not, there is no new episode today, but that's how life works. So check it out on iTunes, Intimate Interrogations. We'll see you next week for more Dark Matter.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.